What if our greatest fear about robots isn't really about robots at all? When factory worker Wanda Holbrook died in 2015 after a malfunctioning robot struck her, headlines screamed about machines turning deadly. When Oxford researchers predicted half of US jobs could vanish to automation, panic spread. Yet these fears miss something crucial. We're asking the wrong questions entirely. Instead of obsessing over whether robots will replace us, we should be asking how they might partner with us, much like animals have for millennia. This shift isn't semantic wordplay. It fundamentally transforms how we design, regulate, and live alongside increasingly sophisticated machines. Rather than viewing robots as proto-humans destined to surpass us, what if we saw them as a new species with complementary abilities? This reframing dissolves our Frankenstein anxieties and opens possibilities we've barely begun to explore. The honey guide bird leads humans to beehives, feasting on wax after we harvest honey, a partnership possibly spanning 1.9 million years. This exemplifies collaboration based on complementary abilities, not replacement. Throughout history, we've partnered with animals to extend our capabilities. Dogs joined us 40,000 years ago. Oxen revolutionized farming so completely that acre originally meant the land one ox could plow daily. And carrier pigeons transported messages during the 1870 Paris siege. Today's headlines warn that robots will steal jobs, yet this misunderstands their nature. Rio Tinto uses autonomous trucks in Australian mines, but humans still monitor operations. Elon Musk's fully automated Tesla factory became manufacturing hell, forcing him to admit humans are underrated. When AI identifies fish species by the human fingers holding them rather than the fish themselves, or labels ambulances as mushrooms after minimal pixel changes, errors no toddler would make, something becomes clear. Artificial intelligence operates nothing like human cognition. The question isn't whether they'll replace us, but how we'll work together. Since Werner Vinge predicted the singularity in 1993, futurists have obsessed over super-intelligent machines. Yet while Elon Musk warns about robots becoming too smart, robot vacuums still spread dog poop around houses. Recent AI breakthroughs rely on brute force processing rather than algorithmic innovation. Watson's creator, Dave Ferrucci, emphasizes they weren't modeling human cognition, just building a machine to win Jeopardy. This difference should inform design. Must robots resemble humans? Sophia, the humanoid robot with Audrey Hepburn-inspired features, has become a global sensation despite limited capabilities. Her creator argues humans relate best to human-like forms, yet roboticist Robin Murphy advocates for whatever shape gets the job done. Animal-inspired designs often prove more effective: gecko adhesives, eagle vision systems. Beyond biomimicry, robots can take entirely novel forms, microscopic or house-sized, metal or soft, rolling or oozing. Ironically, moving beyond human-centric design creates broader accessibility. Wheelchair-accessible infrastructure benefits both humans and wheeled robots, eliminating the need for expensive bipedal designs. Different intelligence deserves different forms. When robots cause harm, who's responsible? Ancient legal codes offer guidance. The Code of Eshnunna and biblical law established balanced principles. Owners weren't liable for unexpected animal harm, but were responsible if they knew an animal was dangerous and failed to act. England imposed strict liability for wandering livestock in crowded cities, while spacious America made landowners fence animals out. Vienna's dog laws illustrate practical approaches. Dangerous breeds require special licenses, owner training, muzzles in public, and sober handlers. Similar robot regulations could include design standards, physical safeguards, handler certification, and operation restrictions. The challenge intensifies with human-machine teams. Tesla crashes occurred despite warnings that autopilot doesn't replace drivers. Legal scholar Madeline Claire Alish calls this the moral crumple zone, where blame deflects from machines and creators toward operators. Our tendency to anthropomorphize robots creates the android fallacy, inappropriately using human analogies when regulating technology. The solution isn't programming morality into machines, but holding designers and operators responsible through time-tested legal frameworks adapted from animal law. When Sony discontinued its Aibo robot dog in 2006, owners were devastated. A 75-year-old woman worried about her Aibo's aching joints. A Funko, a Japanese repair company, harvested parts from unfixable Aibos for organ donations and held Buddhist funeral ceremonies for robots beyond repair. This isn't novelty. We name our cars, apologize to teddy bears, and mourn virtual characters. Clifford Nass's studies revealed people treat computers as social actors, being polite to helpful computers and disliking rude interfaces like Microsoft's Clippy. Movement amplifies this dramatically. 28 out of 30 participants described a motorized stick in animated terms, dancing, greeting, being aggressive, rather than as mechanical. Physical robots trigger our biological life detector more powerfully than screens. We find embodied robots more enjoyable, follow their gaze, mimic their behavior, and take their advice more readily. This isn't a bug. It's a feature of human psychology shaping how robots integrate into our lives. At Gunther Village Aged Care Home in Queensland, staff introduced residents to Pero, a $6,000 to $7,000 robotic seal. Dementia patients bonded with the responsive robot, showing reduced frustration and improved moods. When the facility couldn't afford a second Pero, the town held an ABBA tribute concert to raise funds. Some psychologists worry these relationships lack reciprocity, concerns echoing 50-year-old anxieties when experts considered emotional bonds with animals pathological, comparing pets to pornography as fake substitutes. Research tells a different story. UCLA studies found no differences in depression, anxiety, or relationships between cat owners and non-owners. People choose pets for their differences from humans, not as substitutes. Robots likely form a new category of connection rather than replacing human relationships. MIT's Huggable Teddy Bear helps pediatric patients manage stress. At Yale, non-native English speakers practiced more freely with Keep-On, a simple yellow robot, than with intimidating human teachers. The most remarkable results appear in autism therapy. One boy who rarely made eye contact began social referencing with his therapist when interacting with a dinosaur robot. When 8-year-old Maddie learned her grandfather's Jibo robot would lose functionality after the company shut down, she wrote a heartfelt goodbye letter offering her piggy bank money. In a workshop with Hannes Gassert, we gave participants Pleo dinosaur robots to bond with. After they named and dressed their robots, we demanded they punish them for trying to escape. Everyone refused. When we escalated to threatening destruction with hammers, participants were visibly distressed. Despite rationally knowing these were just machines, their emotional responses were genuine. Should we permit robot abuse parks? Research shows our treatment of vulnerable beings reflects our empathy capacity. Animal abuse often links with domestic violence and child abuse. Lab studies found empathetic people hesitated before striking simple robot bugs. Our treatment of robots might mirror our general empathy, holding up a reflective mirror to our humanity. Technology predictions consistently humble us. The question shouldn't be whether we'll replace humans with robots, but why we'd want to. Creating human replicas seems short-sighted when we could develop technology extending our abilities in unprecedented ways. As industrial robot sales grow 12% yearly and service robots increase by 61%, autonomous machines will increasingly inhabit our spaces. By thinking of robots as a new breed rather than human replacements, we can better shape our technological future. The real challenges aren't preventing robot uprisings, but ensuring technology advances human flourishing. We need improved diversity and ethics in technology education, stronger consumer protections, and constitutional safeguards against manipulative design. Our choices today determine whether machines extend our abilities or automate us out of existence. That future isn't predetermined. It's ours to shape, starting now.